and for the town.
Well, when you were a little girl, a very young girl, where did you live?
Well, I lived just about, I guess about a half a mile from Jackson.
Really?
My birthplace is just about a half a mile from Jackson. I couldn't tell exactly where it is now because things have grown up so.
Oh, surely. Your mom and dad were from here, from
this
area?
Yes, ma'am.
They were too.
Yes, ma'am.
Isn't that remarkable? My, that's wonderful. Did they live on a farm or something of that nature?
Well, they had their own home.
Mm-hmm.
They stayed on the farm then, you know, that's the time when I was growing up and people were farming.
Yes, you're right.
And there wasn't many people, you know, people wasn't flocking to town like they are now.
True, yeah, that's
and
right.
So they lived on a farm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Would you like living on a farm again, do you think?
Yes, ma'am, I like the farm.
Mm-hmm.
I really like a farm. I like fresh air,
mm-hmm.
fresh vegetables,
mm-hmm.
and everything. I like that.
Mm-hmm. My husband was reared on a farm.
Oh, he was?
Oh, yes, in North Carolina. And he still likes it.
Well, I
still
like
enjoys it.
Yeah. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a small garden at home, at your own home?
Yes, ma'am, when I went home. I don't have a garden now because, in a way, I'm not able to work it like it ought to be.
Sure.
And it's pretty hard to get someone to do the odd jobs like that now.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people are hunting for large jobs.
You're right. That's true.
And so, I just keep my little patch of ground. I keep it cut down, keeps it the grass cut off it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just keep it up like that.
That's right. We have a very small garden, but we don't grow much in it. My husband doesn't. Of course, I don't do much of it, but he does.
But I love a garden.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a garden.
Yeah.
Same I would have one now, but the kids let them have them. Mother, you. I got too old to get out and dig in the hot sun now.
Oh, me. Well, now let's see. Your mother and dad were born here in
Jackson.
And then how about your maternal, how about your mom's people? Where did they come from? Do you know?
Well, my mother's people, when I can remember them, they were here around Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
When I can remember them.
You think they were born here,
yes,
too?
Yes, ma'am, I think so, mm-hmm. too.
And how about your dad's people? Where do you think they came from?
Well, my dad's people, some stayed in Sprawling County, near Griffin, and some stayed in Butts County.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Fine. Yeah. Well, isn't that interesting? And you said your husband was no longer living?
My husband passed about 4 years ago.
Oh, that's too bad. Mm-hmm. I think that's about it for the basic information. Well, let's see, one other thing. Do you have any, I guess you do, you have some close friends in this area. You must, don't
you?
Oh,
yes, ma'am. I have some close friends.
Are your main contacts in your church work or what?
Well, I like to go to church when I'm able.
Mm-hmm.
I love to go to church when I'm able.
Mm-hmm.
Go to that, you know, anytime I can.
Mm-hmm.
I go to church.
And I suppose you belong to some clubs?
Well, I belong to the Senior Citizens Club when I'll be able to go.
Oh, yes, uh-huh. That's true. It's rather hard with the weather, as cold
that's
as it's
right.
been recently.
That's right, that's right.
And travel, have you done much traveling except, as you said, living in Florida?
Oh, I've been to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting.
I have a sister in Cleveland.
Well, how interesting. Our youngest daughter just went to Cleveland a couple weeks ago.
Well, that's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Cleveland when I was a little girl with my mother one summer. It's a pretty big city, isn't it?
Oh, it's